Good day and welcome to Natural Health Dialogue with naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee. I'm Joseph the announcer, and today, you know, you hear about it. You watch a Cheerios commercial, you watch about this commercial, and they're talking, oh, high fiber, fiber this, fiber that. Everybody's making a fuss. What's the fuss about fiber, Randy?
The fuss about fiber is that most people say they're making a big fuss out of it, and most people aren't. I would say that probably in my business, less than one out of every 10 people that come into the shop will ever mention fiber unless they're there because they're constipated and they're wanting to buy some fiber.
Okay.
But they rarely know it. And if
nobody's
I ask
nobody's thinking
them,
about it.
No, nobody's thinking about it. I ask people all the time, how much fiber do you have in your diet every day? And most of the time, they have absolutely no idea.
I'm not sure I even know what it is.
That's exactly right. Most people don't. I first thing on my note here is to say, everybody talks about it. What is it?
Right.
Fiber is that part of the plant that your body doesn't digest. The enzymes that you produce, your pancreas produces some 50 enzymes that help to break down food while it's in your stomach. And even in your mouth, there's an enzyme called ptyalin that when you start chewing, mixes with the saliva and helps to break down your food.
Mm-hmm.
But fiber doesn't break down. You've got it's the part that goes through your body unbroken and for a reason. We're talking this month about
cleansing.
Cleansing, that's
okay.
Right. And fiber is our cleansing nutrient that we eat that comes in our food. Some foods have a lot of fiber. Most foods have light fiber, but you need the fiber.
Okay.
That's the portion that does the cleansing.
Like a broom or something in my digestive system?
It's all about cleansing. There are actually two kinds of fiber. Most people call them, I call them, let's go start with that. I call them brooms and sponges. Most people call them soluble and insoluble. The reason I call them that, soluble fiber is soluble in water. And it goes through your body as a liquid, but it's not broken down by the proteins and works like a sponge. It soaks up toxins.
Oh.
Fiber that gets into your bloodstream helps to soak up some of the cholesterols and fats and things that are there in your digestive system. It's soaking up any toxic material that's there. So when we're talking about cleansing and we talk about fiber, we're saying, well, it's going to clean out those kinds of things. So those are the sponges. You use the sponges to wipe down the walls and things like that. The other one is called insoluble, and I call that brooms because insoluble fiber goes through your body like a broom, and it does the sweeping. So it sweeps off the walls of the digestive system. It sweeps off the walls of the colon. So it's a broom that just kind of sweeps away the toxins as they go through your system.
And we don't want those to accumulate there, I'm guessing.
Absolutely not. And fiber won't accumulate there. It sweeps the stuff off and keeps moving.
Right, right. Well, the bad stuff there.
The bad stuff, you don't want to. You don't want to leave it there. Anytime it's coating, much of the digestive system is covered with little villi, little fuzzy things that soak up your food and your nutrients. But if you've got gunk that's in there, it plasters at it. It's sort of like not washing your hair. After a while, it gets matted and caked, and it can't do the digestive process that it needs to do. We want to have a clean house. And so we also refer to the process of running fiber through us as detoxification. It's one of the many detoxifiers that we do.
Okay.
Sometimes you can neutralize the toxins. You know, you can add an acid to an alkaline and kind of neutralize it. But most of the time, it just needs to be removed. And so, and even if you neutralize it, it has no function there, and so it still needs to be removed. So we do the fibrous thing to keep it moving.
So it sounds like a continuous thing I should be doing.
Yeah. When do you need it? All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike major cleanses that we've talked about in the first two podcasts this month, where you're doing spring cleaning types of things, this is your daily maintenance type of cleansing.
Okay.
All the time, the fiber is going through and beginning to sweep out the bad stuff, soak up the bad stuff, keep it moving through the system as long as you have enough liquid to keep it moving, then sweeping it through there, and you're doing an ongoing daily maintenance cleansing all the time.
So is it good enough for me to just eat high fiber foods and all these products that I see advertised, high fiber, this and that?
Yes and no. If you were truly to do enough of those, that would take care of the daily cleansing requirements that you have, and you have to have a balance of soluble and insoluble fiber, and different foods have different quantities of those things, and many produced foods that they call high fiber only use one kind of fiber, and it's not going to clean everything, but it will be better than having no fiber at all.
So when you say produced food, are you talking about something that might contain fiber but then contain a toxin along with it?
I'm talking about some of your cereals, for example. People have cereal for breakfast all the time. Mm-hmm. Lots of carbohydrates, and they try to make them healthier by adding more fiber to it. Well, that helps with the cleansing. It doesn't help with any nutrition at all. Mm-hmm. And most of our cereals have way too much sugar anyway, but that's the subject of another podcast.
Right.
We just need to remember that we do need the fiber, and most people don't get enough of it.
Okay.
What effect does it have? Well, it does two things, actually. It does the cleansing that we've talked about, and that's important. But another aspect of fiber that is important to us is that fiber helps you to fill up. You feel like you've had a bigger meal when you have more fiber in your meal. It works for satiation of the appetite.
Okay.
So it's also attributes to being able to lose some weight. Mm-hmm. If you're going to eat something without fiber, you can eat large quantities of it, lots and lots of calories, and still be hungry at the end of it. But if you eat something that's got plenty of fiber in it, you'll eat less of it, less calories, get good cleansing, and still feel full and not have to immediately pass up the meal with a snack.
So what's a good way? You always have a good way of doing these things and incorporating them into your life. How can I do that and to work on my portion control with meals and things like that, maybe lose a little weight?
First of all, portion control is important in and of itself. But if you're talking about it in a lot of what we're talking about today, make sure that the foods that you're fixing also have a proper amount of a soluble and or insoluble fiber. You don't have to have a perfect balance of those, soluble and insoluble, but you do need to have soluble and insoluble fiber both in your diet. Some clean out one thing, some clean out another, so it's important to have them both. So when you sit down to prepare your meal, look at it and say, do I have fiber in here? Obviously, we say, let's negate some of the sugar and some of the toxins, and let's add more nutrition, but you still need the fiber to clean these things out so that the nutrition can be used in your body, can be extracted from the food by the villi in your intestine, for example, and get it into your bloodstream.
And it's definitely easier for me to eat less if I feel full.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how do I know what has high fiber and what doesn't?
Some of it's intuitive. Let me take, for example, fruit. Most of your fruits have fiber, and most of your fruits have some sugar. But some fruits have a lot of fiber and some have a little bit of fiber, and fruit juices have almost no fiber.
Okay. So eat the apple peel? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying eat the apple, at least, if not the peel, and I eat the peel as well. I think it's important. A lot of nutrients in the peels as well. But definitely eat the apple. Don't drink apple juice.
Okay.
Now, I'm not anti-juice at all, but I think we drink way too much juices. The juices concentrate the sugars and extract the fibers. We need the bulk of that in there as well. So when you're trying to prepare foods with fiber, try to make them prepared in such a way that you don't negate all of the fiber.
So smash the apple up into a smoothie.
That would be a fine way to do it. The other thing that I was going for there is how much do you cook it? Raw foods have more fiber than unraw foods because we destroy the fiber in some of the cooking processes.
So eat raw when you can because cooking kills the fiber.
Certainly steamed vegetables are a whole lot better than those that are boiled and have the nutrients cooked out of them and are turned into mush in a pot. So that's another thing to consider as well.
All right.
One other thing, how much do you need? I ask people all the time, how much fiber do you think you're getting? They never know. I say, how much do you need? They almost never know that. The literature is pretty regular at saying that men, for some reason, need more fiber than women. Men need... the literature runs anywhere from 36 to 40 grams of fiber a day. 38 being the most prevalent number, 38 plus or minus 2. So you need about 40 grams of fiber a day for a man. Women, more in the range of about 25 to 30, just because of the metabolic makeup. So we all need fiber. We all need a lot of it. And 40 grams of fiber is a lot of fiber. If you read your regular food, you'll see you'll get, oh, by the way, this has 1 or 2 grams of fiber.
Oh, okay.
You need 40.
It's hard to overdo it.
It's hard to overdo it.
Can I overdo it if I eat? Can you eat too much fiber and it hurt you?
It's not going to hurt you. It may cause some bowel issues, and you may need to increase the amount of liquids that you're taking to get it through your system. But 40 is optimal for a man.
Okay.
25 to 30 is optimal for a woman.
Great.
Eat more fiber.
Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time.
Good day, and have a great fibrous diet.